Well, good morning. Yes, that was my complete mistake. It's in two sharps, and I'm playing it in two flats. I'm playing in two flats by ear, but I'm looking straight at it and thinking it's two flats. Boy, well, that's crazy. That's not even temporary insanity. That's just insanity. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for your prayers this week. I'm getting stronger. I want to tell you about a story. I got out of the hospital, let's see, last Saturday. And Monday morning, there's a person that rides the bus, and someone gave him a Lazy Boy, a brand new Lazy Boy. And he said, I can't really use this. And one of the ladies on the bus said, you know, Gary's coming in from the hospital. He's here this weekend, and he could use one coming in this coming weekend. And so he said, oh, really? And because he knew me. And so he said, well, I'll make sure that I get it to him. And Eddie, the bus driver, said, this is what we'll do. I'll come and get it if he can use it. And I'll put it on the bus. We'll take it up to his place. We'll take it off the bus and put it on the dolly and take it up to his room. And so, but the Lord said I had to go down and talk to him on Monday. Well, I was pretty weak on Monday. And so, the Lord said, go down the elevator. And so I did. He said, sure, we'll work it out. So I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday. The Lord was emphatic. So they brought it up and everything was great. Wonderful. Wednesday, the elevator broke. Not from this, it just broke. And so... So it's no good for 2 weeks. And there are people on the third floor that can't even walk. So we're under really alerts because of fire or anything else. And so we're helping. People are helping with groceries and everything else. But we got to be thankful. Whatever God's got in your life, be thankful. You know, the people going, what? We don't have an elevator. We're going to have to, well... And I want to say, you know, in Ukraine, they don't even have electricity. But I just keep my mouth shut. But anyway, you just got to be thankful no matter what. But I just, the person that gave me this, he didn't want any money. He didn't want anything. And he doesn't have a lot of money. There are people just have love. And they're just want to help people. And today I'm going to sing, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. I'm not going to sing. I'm going to play it, but I'm going to say the words. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, I will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. I'm amazed how many people I grew up with, you know, the blood saves you. You hear it all the time. The blood of Jesus saves you. What's the blood? Well, you know, the blood. No, the blood is not the blood. The blood is the Word. The Word became blood. It became flesh. You heard that's what Christmas is all about. That Jesus came and he was the Word. The Father's the Word. The Word was made flesh, which means flesh and blood. And so that's why when we talk, we say it soothes. It's the Word that soothes. It's the Word we're talking about. The blood is the Word. And so that's why we quote the scriptures and we do everything that we have to do. Is everything's the Word. The Word that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the Word that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The Word will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The Word that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every time they shall rise up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears. And it dries all my tears. The Word that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. And that's what we stand on. We're going to stand on it no matter what. And it doesn't matter what you're told or whatever. You just have praise God, I'm going to make it no matter what. I'm going to stand on what God tells me. And so this is by Andre Crouch. I played another song last week from Andre. And so, but this is the song. Thank you.